Welcome to 5 and 5. I'm Becky Nam. It might seem like population health management is only for organizations with risk-based contracts, but in this 5 and 5, we learn others may benefit from developing skills required to manage a population. Joining us to discuss this issue is Jay Levine. Jay is Vice President of Provider Population Health Management Services at Optum. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Jay, please tell us the reasons all acute care hospitals should worry about managing populations.
Well, first and foremost, preventing avoidable readmissions is in the patient's best interest from both a quality and patient safety standpoint. In addition, from a financial perspective, acute care facilities are on the hook for readmission penalties. Hospitals really need to better support patients who are admitted and their transition home or to the most appropriate lower level of care.
Does the hospital case management team need an infusion of new talent to do transitional case management?
Well, there is an opportunity to retrain hospital case management teams. Traditional hospital-based case management is focused on medical management and utilization review to verify medical necessity and admission criteria. Transitional case management is more a focused approach on preventing readmissions. Focus needs to be put on the patient and family caregiver education of the treatment plan, medication reconciliation, post-discharge follow-up, and compliance.
Can transitional case management be done with technology currently available to the case management team?
Absolutely. Technology and analytics definitely help support the identification of patients at the highest risk for readmission and can help create efficiencies, but hospitals should not be reliant on technology. Hospital-based transitional case management is a culture and organizational shift to align focused resources on managing patient post-discharge outside the four walls of the hospital. Keys to success include building a trusting relationship between the case manager and patient, possibly conducting home visits when necessary, and ensuring the treatment plan is followed.
Will transitional care management qualify for Medicare's chronic care manager reimbursement?
CMS's new chronic care management, or CCM, codes have numerous requirements and apply to Medicare fee-for-service beneficiaries with more than two chronic conditions. If a patient who meets the criteria and has opted in for CCM services gets admitted, the time spent managing the transition home can be included in the required 20 minutes per month of documented care coordination time. In addition, CMS also has codes to reimburse physicians for transitional case management 30 days post-discharge.
Last question. Jay, how will transitional case management help prepare organizations for the shift to value-based care?
Transitional case management services is core to any organization preparing for the shift to value-based contracting. Having structured and evidence-based processes to decrease readmissions and support patient handoffs across the healthcare continuum will improve care coordination, patient engagement, and the patient's self-management of chronic conditions, while also supporting quality measures such as HEDIS and STARS, and reduce duplication of services and unnecessary medical spend. It also begins to shift the culture of hospitals from traditional fee-for-service episodic treatment to a more holistic patient-centered approach.
Jay Levine is Vice President of Provider Population Health Management Services at Optum. Jay, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.